softer than expected U.S. CPI data and expectations of converging economic growth and lower interest rates continue to hinder the dollar's recovery. Recent discussions on exchange rate policies between U.S. and South Korean officials alongside Japan's finance minister Kato's intent to address currency matters with U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent at the G7 meeting have reignited speculation of a currency appreciation for trade accords trend reminiscent of May's surge in the Bloomberg Asia Dollar Index driven by the Taiwan dollar. Despite U.S. officials denying currency policy inclusion in trade agreements, markets remain skeptical of the Trump administration's strong dollar stance, influenced by Stephen Moran's framework advocating a weaker dollar to address trade imbalances through diversified global reserve assets like gold and cryptocurrencies, a view echoed by U.S. Secretary Marco Rubio's support for a multipolar world order. A packed U.S. data release today, including April retail sales, PPI, and Fed Chair Powell's speech on monetary policy, alongside U.K. and Eurozone GDP figures, will provide further cues, while Australia's robust April employment data underscores labor market resilience amid expectations of RBA rate cuts. That's all for now.